Let's bring him aboard. Matt, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine, O. How are you?
I cannot complain, my brother, but UM fans are complaining left and right. For me personally, I am not shocked because I know the history of this program. They're cheap, and they've always been cheap, and they've always gone that route. Unfortunately, in today's college football, if you're cheap, you're probably not going to survive and thrive. So they're keeping Golden around. Your thoughts on all of that right now?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's funny, as we're talking, you know, the news is coming out that Florida just hired Jim McElwain.
Yep.
And
they just paid
buyout.
A $7.5 million buyout. Yep.
Which, I mean, I saw a tweet from Darren Rovell of ESPN, their sports business reporter, and said that the average buyout is $1 million. So Jim McElwain's was 7.5, which is just unbelievable. I mean, Al Golden's is not that high. I don't know the exact figure, but I'm led to believe it's not even close to that. I mean, it just, I expected this, obviously. I mean, Blake James has said, you know, all along, Al, he said the same thing. Al is our coach and will continue to be our coach. He said the same thing to me, you know, Tuesday, the same thing to a couple other newspapers in South Florida and the Associated Press. So, you know, like the same stuff. I expected him to be given another year. No surprise to me. I mean, you look at, you know, you can spin the stats any way you want. You can say that, you know, there was progress here, you know, even on the defensive side. You know, one thing Al pointed to in his interview with Joe Rose is the defense went from 90th to 15th, you know, in total defense.
Well, yeah, okay, that's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and he's supporting his you know, his friend and his defensive coordinator, and that's fine.
Didn't you love that part of the interview when Joe – because Joe asked him every possible question you could ask him. He did a great job. But I love how he said, yeah, no, we'll assess everything at the end of the year. We check everything out. And then as the interview went on, all he did was praise D'Onofrio and praise Coley. And so in the end, you just knew that I don't care what you talk about assessment, you're not making any changes.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is the job of a head coach. I mean, you know, not everybody's like a Steve Spurrier who's going to get up there and say, boy, we sucked. And, you know, I think I'm terrible. I think my players are terrible. I mean, that's not Al's style, you know. I mean, look at a press conference with Steve Spurrier, and, you know, up in South Carolina, and, you know, even with the Gators. You know, that's just Al's deal, and that's, you know, he's very positive, you know, very supportive. I think, you know, you can sense the genuine, you know, support when he's talking about a guy like Stacy Coley. You know, when Joe Rose asked about Stacy Coley, and Al was like, you know, we really want to get him back on track. You can sense that it's genuine there. A lot of times his positivity to me seems protective, you know, in kind of a, I don't really know what the word I'm looking for is, but, you know, he's kind of like, he's really like making it, he's really going hard on protecting, you know, like say Mark D'Onofrio or, you know, things that aren't going so well. You know, he's really like, you know, making sure that he puts a positive spin on it.
Yeah, and I don't mind that. It's just, and I get it. It's just the position that they're in at this point in time. Now, have you been able to talk to people within the University of Miami? Any boosters? Any people from the what's it called? From their what's it called? Board of Trustees. Anybody on the inside? What are they feeling about Al Golden?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, they're disappointed. I don't know too many people that are satisfied. You know, but as far as getting change. You know, change happening, that's not exactly, well, it's not an easy process for one, and it's not a simple process at any point. And then when you think about the fact that these are people that are trying to figure out who the next president of the university is, I mean, with Donna Shalala leaving in May, you know, it's a hard time right now. And they see Al as, you know, he's disappointing. He's disappointing in the results division. But he does represent a measure of stability. I mean, you know, it's not like they completely tanked. They didn't go 4-8 this year. They went 6-6, and that was definitely disappointing. But there's enough arguments there. You know, Al can say, hey, it's the schedule. You know, we played a tough schedule. Look at where else we improved. No,
please.
I know.
You play the ACC. That's not a tough schedule.
Well, to the hardcore football fan, absolutely unacceptable. To the people that have these big-level decisions, they can maybe wait another year.
It's amazing, and the way the fan base has reacted you're just going to see less fans in the building. And it's already bad as it is when it comes to attendance. I don't see the problem is I don't see a lot of support anywhere outside of that university. And when you talk to those people and they're all disappointed, have any of them said we need a change?
Yeah, no, okay. Definitely. But it's, okay. But it's all kind of in a hand-wringing sense of, you know, hey, you know, we hate the way this is going. You know, this isn't good. But, you know, are we going to buy them out? Are we going to, you know, are we going to add this onto our plate while we're trying to figure out who the next leader of this university is? You know, it's kind of, you can only do so much at this point. That said, I mean, the more noise, the tougher it becomes to ignore. So, you know, and I know fans are upset and they're certainly making their, you know, their feelings be known, you know, all over the place. I mean, I check my Twitter mentions and my email inbox.
Oh, man.
I know I'm not the only one hearing about it, of course. You know, so fans have every right to be upset. And certainly the more they make their case known, you know, it's certainly going to help, I would think, if they want Golden out.
And by the way, Joe, in that excellent interview he did with Golden, he also asked him about the Coley rumors, and he completely acted like he had never heard anything about it. So what have you been able to find out about that? Because it looked like there was nothing to it. Is it still that way, nothing to it, and it looks like that staff will stay together?
Yeah, it wasn't. James Coley wasn't a fit there from the people I was talking to in the Kentucky side. And, it's my understanding that they never offered him that job. I believe Al probably knew something about it, but, you know, obviously he's very publicly, he's very bunker, you know, very bunker mentality, I think that's his thing. You know, he'll say that he didn't hear about it. I don't know if he did or not, but, you know, the facts are, you know, James Coley's not going to Kentucky. That was just a wild rumor and certainly won't be the last one, you know, that we hear about in this silly season here of coaching changes and all that stuff. And, you know, it would have made sense, you know, on the outside. You know, but I think they're running a spread offense there anyway. And maybe that's one of the reasons why they didn't want to hire James Coley, who has his tempro offense.
Amazing. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Matty Ports. All right, let's talk about the good stuff. Coach Larrañaga, dude, how impressed are you with what they've done early on this season? I mean, after covering all that mess now you did in football, I hope you have the pleasure of covering this basketball team, because now you're going to get to cover something really nice.
Yeah, it's a little bit different when you walk over to the Bank United Center. It's kind of like a place of positive energy, you know. It's different. Yeah, they're better than I thought they would be. I thought that they would be strong. I thought that they would kind of get it together through this non-conference schedule, and, you know, maybe there'd be some ups and downs, but I really didn't expect them to be as dominant as they've been. I'll take a step back in that. They haven't been dominant. They've just been strong. You know, they held on for a couple wins last week. Joe wasn't very happy with the defense, but then they come out, you know, against Illinois, which is a good team with a lot of shooters, a lot of scorers, and held their own. I mean, the biggest thing about this team right now is that they're still lacking up front a little bit. You know, they're not perfect with the defense, but they have shooters. I mean, they have probably eight guys that can score 20 points. And then you look at what they're getting from Kanye Jakiri, who, you know, I think he's the key to their season. If he keeps performing at this level, and they can compete with the elite in the ACC.
I watched Duke and Wisconsin last night. I saw a little bit of Iowa and North Carolina. And, you know, I think Miami can compete with all those teams. When I'm looking at what I see from Miami, what I see from them, I'm not saying that they're going to go out and beat them, but I'm not looking at Duke like they're going to blow out Miami. I think Miami can hang with them, actually, and maybe even surprise them.
Yeah, and when you think of, you know, when you think of what Larrañaga has been able to do in big games, you know, last year Syracuse, last year beat North Carolina, you know, they're in those games with a team last year that, you know, just didn't have really any go-to scorers and really was just kind of a bunch of guys. This year, you know, not only do they have this team now really guard heavy, a lot of scoring, have a great leader in Rodriguez, have a go-to guy in Sheldon McClellan, a lot of young talent that's coming on. You think about they're getting Ivan Cruz-Uceda back. He's a 6'10 guy, good rebounder, can shoot a little bit, very smart, you know, passer in the post. And they also get Davon Reed, who's probably their most versatile defensive player, guy who's about 6'6", 6'7", can guard, can bring the ball up, can score. all good things. I mean, this team's going to be better when it plays Duke and North Carolina and Louisville.
Virginia. They got Virginia. I mean, I saw a little bit of Virginia, Maryland. They're strong at guard, by the way, just like Miami is.
Yeah, I didn't mention Virginia because they won't have those guys. They might have Reed back. They won't have Uceda back from Virginia. That's the ACC opener on the 7th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But they will get those guys back to the Duke game on the 13th. So this is going to be a team that just keeps getting better. And obviously, the Canes fans need some, you know, something fun to watch. That's the place to go.
Man, that guy is, he's the best coach on that campus, dude. I mean, that what he has done. And let me tell you, I don't want to even poo-poo Katie Meyer. Katie Meyer's done a really good job with the women's team. I know we don't talk about that, but when you talk about the basketball side of that university, pretty solid overall.
Yeah, pretty good. It's you know, the basketball school sign that I saw the other day, it's sarcasm and stuff, but hey, there's something to it. They got a good program for sure right now.
Hey, the NBA team is the only one that has real big success here in town. And then now you start looking at the college teams and the football teams, whether it's the Dolphins or the Canes, they just haven't proven they can get it done. But, I mean, if this continues, yeah, we'll turn into a basketball town, which I never thought in my wildest dreams we'd ever be that. But, you know, it is what it is. They're the ones that are getting it done. Football's not getting it done. Basketball's getting it done. It's amazing.
Yeah, but you know the standards are higher for football, too. I mean, you know, this will always be a football place.
Oh, I know that. I know that. But it's funny how yeah. the basketball's was getting it done, not football.
Yeah, it's gravy right now, though. You know that. I mean, you know, nobody's you know, nitpicking Larrañaga and, you know, kind of the adjustments that he makes down the stretch. If they start losing these tight games, you know, everybody's going to say, oh, well, you know, the team competed. But, hey, the standards can raise. You know, maybe in the next couple of years, you know, we're looking at a team that's consistently making runs, you know, in the tournament. And then we're talking a little more basketball than football. But who knows?
No doubt. Follow him on Twitter, Matty Ports. Catch his terrific work. Catch Matt Porter's work there, the Canes Watch blog at the Palm Beach Post. And also get it at your doorstep. Matty, as always, man, thank you for the time and the insight.
All right, I'll take care, brother.
You got it. There you go. Matt Porter, man, good stuff there.